Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Marriage is a relationship in which a woman never gets what she expects, and a man never expects what he gets. So said a very negative pundit. Another cynic tells of a conversation that a dad had with his school-age son, who asked, "Dad, I hear that in some parts of Africa, a man doesn't know his wife until he marries her. Is that right?" And the dad replies, "That happens in most countries, son." We may enjoy some good-natured humor about marriage as we laugh at ourselves, but what has happened to marriage as cultures all around the world have changed is a no-laughing matter. Traditional societies honored and cultivated the family. Family was a primary value, and marriage and children were important elements of building family strength and honor. As the world has become globally interconnected, the individualistic "my needs first" or "me first" values of Western societies have spread. Individual happiness has become foremost, making romantic fulfillment the purpose of most marriages. Tim Keller, in The Meaning of Marriage, points out that we've always had consumer relationships, a relationship that only lasts as long as a vendor meets your needs at a price you're willing to pay. But sociologists argue that in contemporary Western society, the marketplace has become so dominant that the consumer model increasingly characterizes most relationships that historically were covenantal, including marriage. When the relationship doesn't meet your need anymore, move on. Declaring your love by saying "I do" was never meant "I love you today, right now," but rather, "I will choose to love you now and until I die. I promise to choose love." The covenantal nature of marriage has largely been lost. No, marriage the way we envision it and live it out isn't what it used to be. One of the problems in trying to shore up the institution of marriage, says John Leo, is that so many of the professionals who teach and write about it, counselors, therapists, academics, and popular authors, really don't support marriage at all. Some depict it as an archaic and inherently oppressive situation or relationship. Others give it tepid support as just one of many acceptable adult arrangements. Why did God prescribe the marriage relationship, the covenant of marriage? Keller gets it right when he says, "Designed to be a reflection of the saving love of God for us in Jesus Christ, it is a way for two spiritual friends to help each other on their journey to become the persons God designed them to be. Marriage is a major vehicle for the gospel's remaking of your heart from the inside out and your life from the ground up," end quote. When God decreed, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife and they become one flesh," it was not because he wanted to inhibit his creativity or pleasure, but to allow for the ultimate personal growth and development. What's wrong with marriage is not marriage itself, but a misunderstanding of the purpose of marriage and our attempts to do marriage without the power of God's Holy Spirit. When everything fails, we go back to the blueprint. That's what we need to do today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.